Wednesday, March 11th, special commissioner meeting.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Everybody sign in.
Right over there at some point.
We'll go and get started on the Treasure County Line. Our discussion here, try to stay within the limits on public comment of 3 minutes. Nobody has a timer, so it's kind of on your honor, but it's on your honor. So I'll turn it over to Hannah, the county attorney.
Sure. So I believe the first agenda item was the land sale and the offer on the table. And there's been an offer made from Genoways for the purchase of the land that the county has on the north side that they're selling. So that offer has circulated to the commissioners and our realtor, Corey Gangle, is here. He's also done a fair amount of research regarding the legal access. And I guess if you would like to say anything, or have commissioners, if you wanted to ask some questions.
First off, on the offer, we really can't do that because we have to wait.
Yesterday would have been the earliest.
So we've got a statute on our
you're
time.
Good. Yep. Okay. Yep. Okay. The offer is on the table until tomorrow, correct?
Okay.
So, and the offer is for the appraisal amount without access at $1.51 million.
So, Carl, would you like to enlighten us?
So, what questions do you have of me? I tried to explain my findings in a letter. Sometimes it's easier to be able to see that kind of stuff. And I did, and Hannah helped me with some of this. And we went over to Forsyth, spent the time going through the public records. It was not an easy task, to say the least. But our concerns with the access are that while there are easements that have been granted for those three sections from Knapp Road going east and then south on sections 33 and 34, those easements were relevant to the road petition, which assumed a used road. And there is no used road in that south section line because of the terrain. It actually goes around, I think, into Peavey's Lane.
Yes,
you know what I'm talking about. So it goes around into Peavey's Lane. It's well outside the scope of the easement, so that would not be considered a public use. And so my concern is, in order for the county to correct its or to update its disclosure, it would have to file a declaratory judgments action and name all the private parties, including the state, because that easement goes through state land now. It wasn't at the time, but it is now. And that's going to be an arduous process. So those are my only concerns. I told Hannah this, when y'all put the notice out that Monday and that Tuesday, I literally spent both days with the phone glued to my ear as people called looking for grazing land. And unfortunately, I have to disclose what the county disclosed, is that you can't guarantee access. And so I don't know how many phone calls I had those 2 days, and I've had several since. I had one yesterday. I've had several since that time asking about the property, people looking for grazing ground. But unfortunately, when you have that disclosure of no access, they're out. So I think that's the reason why you've only got one offer sitting on the table.
Have you heard anything or received any interest from any other surrounding landowners?
I have had some discussions with Dan Brewer.
Mm-hmm.
He is interested, but if Genoa is going to make an offer, he was going to bow out. And I also wanted to put in there, just for the sake, because I know that sometimes and I think you said at the last meeting, is I want to get as much as I can out of this property, and I respect that. We disagree a little bit with the appraiser's value on the low end with no access. When you have landlocked property, that value tends to go down sometimes as far as 75%. That's our experience. And he didn't have any comparables to use to show property that was landlocked. So I don't really know how he came up with that value. You guys are stuck with it because that's the appraisal price and your statutes have those requirements. But I just wanted you to see that, you know, that may be a factor in somebody wanting to come in and buy this because of the landlocked issue. So just throwing all that out there. I want you all to be as fully informed as possible when making a decision.
May I say something on this one, too? To go with the landlocked portion, Charlie has the water. No matter how you shake it, there's one reservoir that's usable, but not enough. You can't count on it. Charlie's got the water already.
Right, but he's got water on a landlocked piece of property himself. Because he can't get to that if this property were to sell to somebody or whatever.
You've got one over by the throat, but
yeah,
it's just two. There's, you can't bring very many more people in.
Right.
Even for us to make an offer on the PV, the water's a bugger.
Yeah. And there's actually no, we did the research at DNFC and on this as well, there is no recorded water right currently in place. There's a well. Charlie says that's his well. He put it in for his purpose. Now, frankly, I think that would, if that property were to be sold, that well would run with the land, but there's no actual water right for that well that's recorded with the NRC. And that actually might be a problem now because there's a lawsuit against the NRC for this exempt well use.
Yes.
So that's starting to be an issue.
So he never filed for water rights on that well?
My understanding is there's a well log, but there is no actual exemption filed with the NRC for the water. That doesn't mean you can't use it.
Right.
It just means.
Right.
Yeah.
But it'll probably.
But he couldn't put in for it if it's not his property.
So the well.
I was understanding
the
well was sitting on his.
Yeah, it's
on
his. It's on.
I think the well is on Treasure County's property.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
I was under the impression
it was on
his
house.
Yeah,
it was on his
house.
Section that's in the middle.
I mean, I have to confess, I looked at it. I got the map right here. I think the well is right here. Yeah.
Charlie,
there's two wells. He's got one on.
Yeah, that I was thinking of this one. I didn't. Is this the functioning well?
I understand. Tank with called windmill there.
Sense that there would be other wells because all of this property showed up because these were homesteaded quarter sections that were turned back.
Correct.
And these
right.
people had to have some kind of a water source at
correct.
Some point that, as they proved up on their homestead claims.
Water stuff up there, a lot of really poor wells. I don't know here. I can't speak with any accuracy there.
That shows its way up on the north end of the Trevor County property.
The point is this is not one of those simple sales as we talked about a couple of weeks ago. It's just not going to be one of those
no.
easy situations. And with the price of the appraised property, I still think that as landlocked, and you let me back up a little bit. That half section below in section 14 is 100% landlocked. There's just no way to get access to that. There's nothing anybody can do.
Other than buy the Treasure County property?
Other than buy the, nothing Treasure County can do. They can't, they don't have the ability to sell an easement to that property. So it's landlocked no matter what.
Yeah.
So if you all want to hire really good attorney to do a declaratory judgment action, but that might take you some time.
If that was the option you went, probably my recommendation would be to lease it in the interim.
Yeah. So. See, my question I asked Hannah about it is, when it's in their county records that it was deemed or declared a public road in 1929, the same could be said here in Treasure County with old US 10. It was public road or actually whatever, state road. And then when they made it not, it was supposedly abandoned. Treasure County's had to do that 3 times to make sure it was abandoned, because it was always still, because the abandoning process, for whatever reason, I don't know all the history, hadn't been done correctly. And then it just keeps bringing, because to get it off of a public road, it became a real job for the county to get it off public road. And so that's when I saw that this had been deemed a public road in 1929. It should continue to be, irregardless of gas tax maps or those other things.
And I don't disagree with you.
Right. Explains that this road law is arduous and expensive.
It is. And to convince the title company of that,
you'd
have to do the
deck. Yeah, well, and the bigger problem is you've got, in order to get a public road, if I think I outlined this in the letter, you have to either have eminent domain or you have to have easements granted by private citizens to the county for that road. But then you also have the issue of perfecting that road. And here, because of the terrain, it's impossible for there to be a road directly 30 feet to the west or 30 feet to the east of that section line between 33 and 34, which is, it goes all the way down to Treasure County, but as we just discussed, that road cuts around to get around that big coulee. I don't know how steep it is, but it looks like a steep zone. And the easement is actually, the easement goes halfway, it's 60 feet in total, 30 feet on section 33, 30 feet on section 34, but on section 34, it only goes down halfway, half a mile, and then it continues the 30 feet on section 33 for down to the county line. Doesn't continue that whole 60 foot. And so again, it just goes outside of the scope of the easement. So if that road's not perfected, I think that's why you have a potential access problem for declaratory judgment. I think that's the number one reason. I mean, that's a half a mile of road that doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. So, and the petition from Weeks, the C.V. Weeks petition was for used roads, and there just is no used road at that point.
I used it.
Well, and
maybe you bailed off of the cliff if you go, because it doesn't come straight now. It can't.
Those used roads were going to the homesteads that you're talking about and do not go past. So to get anything declared, there's a lot you kind of have to, it's going to be hard to do. Because if you go to the original homesteads that were part of this, they don't connect. There is some fight to get access to where those original homesteads were, but beyond those, it's going to be a challenge.
I think if Rosebud County voluntarily wanted to help us out and try to establish them as county roads, in one of the ways they can establish a county road resolution petition, they might try. However, you know, there may be resistance from the landowners, and then be like, why would we step into that hot mess?
And Hannah brings up another point, and that is, if I'm a landowner up there and I see this, somebody filing suit, and you're naming me because you have to under the deck action, you're naming me as a party, then I'm going to go and I'm going to get my other landowner cohorts, and we're going to go down to the county and we're going to ask the county to abandon that just to resolve that issue. Mm-hmm. And the county is going to look at the fight. There's no public purpose for this road. So we're going to look at the fight. Do we want to take this and abandon it, or do we want to fight with our sister county over here and try to declare access? And I think I can't predict, nobody has a crystal ball here, and I'm not trying to convince you on the sale, I just want you to be informed as to what the issues are.
Well, I think this is why it's never been sold.
Probably.
This is what the issue.
I got a question on abandoning roads. You know, you have to petition a county road to be abandoned. I don't know if you went through that. The road that was on the north side of the railroad tracks down here towards Sanders, the mill mines wanted from Dallas Steiger crosses down to the next crossing across the railroad tracks. That used to be a county road. Well, mill mines petitioned the county years ago, and it's no longer a county road. And if anybody protests that they can't take it out of the county road, was my understanding. Well, nobody heard about it, so nobody protested. Right. So that road that goes by Lee Mill Mines is not a county road. Mm-hmm. So there's a process to take it out of being a county road, and I don't think they've ever done that process.
Well, and that's the other issue, is we don't know.
It's a big, fat gray area.
We don't know if they ever abandoned that road. I mean, I was just telling Gary, I tried to get up there, and I'm pretty dangerous with my truck. I just went up last week to try to get to it, and I mean, that from the end of Knapp Road, right past the state section, continuing east, and he can probably tell me about this better than I can. It's a rutted son of a gun. And there was still some snow on the ground and some mud, and I wasn't about to try. I'd be out there by myself. And there's no cell coverage. So, you know, that's, the road has, it's just not much of a road. I personally think you guys might have an uphill battle. I'm not trying to give legal advice, but I think you might have an uphill battle trying to pursue and perfect that county part. And again, that doesn't resolve the half section. And like I said, Rosebud County could have abandoned it. Good luck trying to find records showing that.
Yeah, that was the issue I ran into. Kind of a change of topic. Just, I know there were a couple questions I've heard. So could you explain like the different places it's been advertised?
Yeah, so we have, first of all, you guys advertised it on Facebook. I put it on the MLS, which covers, it's the Billings MLS, which covers literally central to east, all the entire half, east half of the state. And that gets, you know, everybody that is a realtor or wants to see it has access, whether you're in Montana or not. That's the best source of advertisement. And then I put it on my personal website. And then the Montana Land Source, which is another really good company, is similar to the MLS. They took it up and they listed it as well. So the main sources of where you would see it for the past 2 weeks has been those three. And there's been a lot of hits. There's been more hits, and a hit is anytime somebody looks at it, than there have been phone calls.
Correct.
We have three choices. You can accept it, you can counter it, or you can reject it. Those are the three options.
This is kind of a unique counter, and I've never done one like this, but can you counter by seeing if they'd be willing to extend the date in which their offer's on the table till the next commissioner meeting to see if any other offers come in? I know it's risky for them, but I feel like the commissioners or the county, they have a duty since they've hired a realtor and have done all these things to truly try to leave it out there to see if there's interest. Now, I know Genoa's probably want to know sooner than later, especially getting ready for the summer and grazing and all the things. Wondering if that's an option.
You could counter. I don't know. That's a really good question. And the question is, can you ask the Genoese to extend their deadline for accepting or rejecting or countering the offer? Mm-hmm. The answer to that is yes, you can.
I guess they can always say yes or no.
What was that acre price? 471.
They're willing to pay that.
I will say, my parents own the section below the county's half section. And they're pretty close to ready to sell it. And we had hoped to just do an exchange for a section down here closer. And we've talked to everybody about that one section, and it's just pretty landlocked. And the PV, even though we're part of them, they're not going to offer much for it. And like you said, Danny Brewer's not really wanting to grow or expand right now. And so PV's two sides, Danny Brewer's one side, and the county is the fourth side. And it's that weird situation. So, without access, it's probably a pretty fair offer from Charlie.
To her point, I don't know that extending it out is going to make that much difference.
My only thought behind it is it would help find some assurances to the county that there may not be a better offer coming.
I can understand that.
If this was private land, a different deal could be done, but we're in public land. And we have to do this all publicly. There could be some land trading done to get access. There's some things so that they didn't have that, like you're talking about. But unfortunately, public land, you rip the band-aid off and here we are. You got to talk about all of it. There's no secrets, that's for sure.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
And I like private deals because there's all kinds of things people can negotiate.
Yes.
But you're absolutely correct that with a public transaction, it's very public.
It's very public. It's 100% transparent. And so...
And you all have done it right. I mean, you've done it right. And again, just from our perspective as realtors and as a person who's practiced real estate law for 25 years and done a lot of transactions outside the scope of a realtor, when you have landlocked property, that value is so significantly less than if it was had guaranteed access. You have the offer on the table, it's a cash offer, ready to write back. Kind of wanted to come and write a check to me. I said, that's not quite how it works. But
I'll make a motion
to accept
that.
I'll
second
it.
All in favor of it? Aye. Okay. So what'll happen is I'll just need somebody. I've got to buy sell. I need somebody here to sign it. And then the next thing we need to do is determine when you want to close it.
I think the other thing we might do, probably need to put it in a resolution, which we could do it. We have a meeting next Tuesday. Designate who's going to sign, like we've done in the past.
Marla's the signer, I think, and
I know the title company will ask for a resolution establishing who has authority to sign.
So we use Flying S. Yes. All right, that's who you guys had do the title. You'll have to get a title, updated title report. You have to do title insurance under the buy sell. But we can get the offer signed today, and we just need to determine a closing date. It says in there on or before a certain date. We can use that. So we don't have to determine a closing date today, but we can if you want to. Mm-hmm. Let's go through.
Don't you think you could close within 45 days?
We can close next week.
Oh.
If you can get Flying S to update and provide a title insurance policy, we can close immediately.
It'd be nice to close, I think, to close within 2 weeks, personally.
Yeah, we can do that.
I just didn't think anything moved that fast in government.
If there was a lender involved, it absolutely would not.
Yeah. That's the key. When it's a cash transaction, ready to go, you can get it done quick.
23rd.
Keep fighting order.
Do you think the 23rd is realistic as a closing deadline?
It's a wonderful day.
That's what I see on here.
Your closing deadline, what does it say on your buy sell?
3/23.
Yeah, we can extend that out if we need to, but we can close it before then. I mean, he's ready to go.
The only issue
is whether, and I don't see why Stewart Title would not be able to, not Stewart, Flying S, used to be, Flying S would not be able to update their existing abstract to get title insurance for this within that time period.
Here's my thought. I usually feel it's safer to set a closing deadline a little further out so you don't have to work on addendums and extensions. And if you can get it all the ducks to align and get it done sooner, great. It's just my thought while we're all here to set it. Give yourself like 3 weeks. And if you can get it done in
30 days, and that gives
that is kind of more standard. But
so that would be a counter offer, which I have the form. We can just add that line changes to 30 days from today if you want to do that. That would put us at March or April. Well, April 3rd, which is a Friday, which is fine.
That's Easter weekend, just FYI. Yeah.
So what about March 31st? What day is that?
That's a Tuesday.
I think that would just put it by the end of the month. How about you, Marlo? Are you going on any vacations? Or?
I've just got a couple of appointments.
Okay. But really, at the next meeting, we can have a resolution ready for you to designate.
It'll give us enough time to make sure we get all of the paperwork since it is public recorded correctly on our side, resolutions that
I know there's risk anytime you do a counter offer, but I would hope that
that won't be a problem because everything else is agreed. I'll just write this up
and
real quick and
we'll
just do a hand signature if that's okay.
And then the 23rd to the 30th is just a week.
So that's what you're thinking is just ask the extension.
Well, I'm okay to leave it at the 23rd. We can leave it and then if we have to do it, if it doesn't get done, we do an addendum.
Well, and you exactly. If for some reason, you could just sign the buy-sell today, and if there's some reason that the parties cannot close by the 23rd, we can then do an addendum to it. It takes 10 seconds to do it.
The only downfall is you guys have to have a public meeting before signing the addendum.
Let's leave it as is and just keep our fingers crossed flying as gets it done.
Yeah. And I'll call them on my way out and tell them we need to do that for you.
The last closing I had flying as didn't quite have everything done.
Oh, no, we'll make sure to take care of it.
Yeah, because thank God our county offices here were able to do what they did because there was some things that we needed to, for the two parties.
Title
company. Yeah, yep.
We got Hannah on this.
Yeah.
Okay, so who wants to sign? You want to do that now or do you want to wait till your meeting is adjourned?
Nope. Why should sign?
Can you sign it now?
Yep.
We have to follow so many rules, it isn't funny.
May I approach, Your Honor? So I need you to initial each page and then right here on this last page you'll sign right there and date it.
Don't we need a motion to sign the buy sell?
We already accepted you.
Oh, well, you accepted, yeah. But, okay.
And I'll just get a simple resolution done.
Yes. It's Emery's birthday.
It is Emery's birthday.
Did you get my message?
I did.
Did you share it with her?
I did. She was super excited. 6 years old.
She still can't figure out how we're both going to be six.
Yes. Yeah, so that'll be on the 7th.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys listening.
This has been a learning thing. And actually, Maple just sent out an email that there's another county looking at.
I saw that.
How to sell that for your
grant. Oh, really?
Okay.
It runs it. We don't even know.
It's County Grand Montana.
Yeah,
it
is.
Find out
who that is.
You're right. There you go.
Yeah. Since you understand it.
Yes.
I wanted to send, was it McComb?
No, it was Stillwater.
Stillwater County.
Yeah, it was Stillwater
County. Yeah. They had some different, it was different than ours.
Sure, different type.
Yeah, you need to ask some interesting questions.
Well, yeah, honestly, okay. You guys, this makes sense. It's the best situation.
I understand.
You're getting more than I think you should get because of the value. It's just, you get that 100%.
Yeah, we need it. It's sent here because it is so hard. This is hard, and that's why it was leased the way it was, because it is so hard.
Oh, I, not as matters what I think, but I think.
Did you initial every page?
He get tall.
Yep, and he doesn't have to worry about easements or anything like that. Okay.
I will get out of your hair. I will email this signed document to you. I'll get on the phone with Brian, yes?
That'd be great. And so you'll order the updated commitment, and, yeah, Shannon and Michelle are the two you're gonna probably work with. And I can let you know that, get a resolution, because I'm sure they're gonna hit me.
Perfect. Good.
Might be on green paper.
I like it.
Because it's same time.
Yep.
I'll get out of your hair and get my work done.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Corey.
Meet you, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Next, any further?
This is the next thing for you to do.
So.
Probably my glasses are good.
The next agenda item is the sheriff, just an update kind of on what's going on. So we proceeded in advertising to appoint a sheriff pending the general election. So far, we have received one applicant. Scott Upchurch is here. He has submitted an application. Now, we can't decide until your next meeting on the 17th, but if you guys wanted to, I only have one. I can make copies for the next meeting, or you can circulate it amongst you and look at it. But I just wanted to update you with that and let you know that Scott has shown interest.
I pretty much know what's in here.
Thank you.
Yeah. And he provided a letter, all his information and certifications, so
and it's a nice. County's willing to.
Yeah,
not that
they have a
saying it, I understand.
Yeah, obviously we don't know the exact end at this point, but I did have a long talk with Alan yesterday. When I leave there, it's going to leave them short. Obviously, when I come here, I'm going to be short. Alan and I both discussed that yesterday, and we're willing to work together. I even told them that if I'm driving around Treasure County and they're short over there, I'll go answer a call in Rosebud County and vice versa if I have to leave. For some reason, go to a doctor's appointment or something, they're still going to cover. So I think we'd have to we have to working with each other while we're both short out pretty good. Once I leave there, that's going to put them four positions short over in Rosebud County. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have two short in Ashland, and they'll be two short in the north side of the county. So, but together, I think we've got a kind of an understanding that we're going to work together. How that all is going to look. At this point, we'll have to work it out. You know, he said something about just, you know, we'll cross deputize each other or people or whatever, but we kind of have a plan to work it out. So
is it realistic if we appoint that you could start here April 1, because our current sheriff's resignation is March 31st?
Yes, ma'am.
So we'll have just a continuation of services. We won't have that interruption like before. Thank you. That's really nice.
If we get any further applicants, I'll let you know, but so far,
they can apply for this. They don't have to sign up for the election.
This would just be through the remainder of this year, essentially.
Till December.
Yep.
And the last time, we didn't have anybody apply. Then we did this.
Oh, we got Scott.
So we had to use Rosebud County for that.
Right. I think it was even more complicated than that.
Yeah. And it seems to me it was in March, too.
Mm-hmm. It varied each other.
Yeah.
Same time frame.
Yeah.
just another note, just so you guys are aware. We're actually, me, a couple other people are actually covering for like 10 days between now and the end of the month already.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. My hope is Sheriff Seastrom will kind of show you the ropes, assuming you're appointed, and show you things. Give you passwords.
And once we have a definitive answer on that, I do have one request. I'm gonna kind of hold that until nothing earth shattering. I'll work with Hannah on that. There's just one brief thing that I think needs to be addressed.
I think coroner or something.
Yeah, so that is the other thing. I am not a certified coroner.
But can't you know how we can do it in a local?
That's something we'll have to look into and hopefully, yeah.
I really hope we don't need them. That's what I always think of Jewish class. No coroner needed because until we get to, that's a bad thing.
Statement on that coroner sheriff. The only person in the county that can arrest the sheriff is the coroner. And it's kind of a conflict of interest to have the position too. I know it's easier to go down to an accident there, but the way it's not that way, if there's a shooting or something, the coroner can possibly arrest the sheriff for something that is kind of a conflict of interest.
I have one question for Scott. If you become sheriff, which most likely are, and you will go to the coroner school, don't you?
Yeah, so the coroner school is actually, there's, they actually have a spot, he already has a spot reserved. They always have it right after the election, so it's always in December. Yeah, I can definitely.
With one guy, he didn't want to do it. He said, I ain't going to school. It didn't last very long, but
31 years of law enforcement. I'm not going to see anything there that I haven't learned.
No surprises.
Unless I wonder, sometimes you just have a hell of a gun and nothing. Thank you.
Is there any other public comments? Can you remember? Is there anything else?
That's it.
I'll move your turn.
A second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.